The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. I couldn't wait to get back, boys. I missed you guys. 4 days with not doing anything, just drinking Coors Lights and eating like a slob. And so I said, I got to get back. I had to exercise. I rode my bike in here today.
Did you?
Yeah, rode my bike in. It was a little cold. I'm not the Wicked
Witch. It was a little cold.
It was a little cool.
It's going to be colder tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 34.
But it's supposed to get up to like 63 tomorrow in the afternoon.
Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
30 degrees? 34. The sun is that strong, you think?
34.
I'm not sure the sun's that strong.
Watch it. We're going to be mostly 60s and 50s this week.
Sun's overrated.
We're going to be all 60s and 50s this week.
64 tomorrow is the high. 57's the low tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Oh, overnight.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah, see? Oh, yeah, it is 36 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow, that is something. But 64 in the afternoon, golf weather, let's go. Who's up? Let's go. Who wants to play? We'll be playing on Thursday. It'll be in the 50s. Coach will enjoy that. 18 holes, 4 hours out there in the 50s, I'm sure. Coach is going to have a good time with that. So that'll be a lot of
Coach
fun.
Coach is Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, Coach Jeff Van Gundy.
Speaking of Jeff Van Gundy, Daryl Morey was on a podcast with Jed Hughes. If that name sounds familiar, he's the guy that is supposed to be heading up to search firm for Corn Ferry to help the Texans find their next general manager. Now, whether or not the Texans actually take his information or his input, you know, we'll see. I guess it'll be, are they going to take Jack Easterby's a client from Jack Easterby's agent, or are they going to take Jed Hughes's recommendation? Or maybe it'll be one and the same. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait and see. But Daryl Morey was on and had a podcast and talked about team building and some things. It was pretty interesting. I listened to some of it last night. Reginald Palmer sent it to us.
Yeah, I listened to it all this morning.
It's got some interesting stuff on there. And I just mentioned that because, you know, I think Jeff Van Gundy would have maybe considered the Rockets job a little more heavily if Daryl was there. I do get the sense, and just following Daryl on social media, he's clearly ingratiating himself to the Philadelphia family of sports fans. They will judge him very, very quickly. That's what they do. But I think he's happy to have a fresh start and to have a new challenge, I think. And let's be honest, it's a lot better situation in Houston. I mean, it's not they haven't reached their potential, but they're younger and they have more options. And and partially through Daryl's doing, I mean, you know, the Rockets are at a dead end.
Yep.
For the most part.
According to Amin Elassan, the Rockets are going to trade James Harden. I've heard similar things. I've honestly heard similar things about Harden specifically, not perhaps being a Houston Rocket for much longer. I think Houston has an opportunity, at least on the Harden side of things, to get tremendous value back. This is a guy who's been top five in MVP voting, blah, blah, blah. So maybe there is something too. A lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, and then a lot of times it's like, nah. You guys got it wrong. So we'll see. We'll see whether or not, you know, James Harden is around, whether or not. I don't think it'll be. You know, do you think that the Rockets would deal with Daryl?
I think they should deal with whoever brings them the best package back. We saw that Daryl lately has been, look, it used to be Daryl would just crush you in deals. But Daryl, with Houston trying to get over the top, Daryl was willing to take a few more chances. The 76ers are trying to get, I don't know if he views them as trying to get over the top, or when I say over the top, like to a certain level. I don't know. He might be willing to make moves. I mean, let's face it. Joel Embiid and James Harden would be a really dangerous 1-2 combination. There's no question. I don't think Embiid's not going anywhere. That's for sure. I don't know. I tend to think it would more than likely have to be the Nets. I think that the Nets would make more sense.
I agree, but I don't know that he and
maybe
Kyrie...
a third team involved, but
we'll see Nets if Kyrie Irving can coexist.
That's not my business. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. Just give us some good stuff.
Yeah,
Y'all can figure that out. I already know if they can coexist.
What is good stuff? What is good enough stuff? Spencer Dinwiddie and Jared Allen, and is that good enough stuff?
No,
are you, though?
Caris LeVert, I think it starts there.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw me some other stuff.
Well, I want picks in about 3 years because they're not going to be any good anymore.
Yeah, I don't want your picks over the next 2 years.
No.
Unless somebody blows out it. And even if what's-his-name blows out his Achilles again, KD, it doesn't matter. James is still there, so they're still going to win games.
Yep. And James will be gone in 3 years from New Jersey anyway, so we'll see. What a football weekend it was. How about, okay, let's start with this. Let's start with the eggs. Did they, because on the broadcast, they said if the Aggies are going to get into the top four, they have to not only win, but they almost have to dominate their opponents heading in because there's got to be style points. There's got to be style points for them. Now, if Florida loses, if Clemson loses again, if Cincinnati gets upset, whatever the case, but I'm not sure that Cincinnati is going to be able to pass them anyway. But as long as everything falls into place, the Aggies probably still get there. Did they look like a top four team the other night?
No. Not the other day.
No.
Kellen Mond really wasn't very good.
It's funny. The LSU, though, here's the thing about their defense. They either look really, really crappy or they look – they've got enough talent. They've got enough athletes to be good. They do. And – Bo Pelini has just been, it's just been horrible. I've watched every game and they're so up and down and they're so undisciplined. And it's just, I mean, they still got Stingley out there on one side. They've got athletes over there and yet they look so piss poor at times. So I don't know how much of it was Kellen Mond any good. Spiller was pretty good, obviously. I don't know that LSU might be able to stand up and make you look worse, even though their record isn't any good, even though you've seen them look very, very bad. They can still play pretty well. And so I think they might have got that. They might have got that LSU the other night, did Texas A&M. Texas A&M still handled their business. Texas A&M still won. I don't know that they gained any style points, but I wouldn't. Do you think they drop? Dell, do they fall?
No. I mean, they won and they – LSU scored a late touchdown, but A&M dominated defensively. They played really well. And plus they have the win against Florida. There's nothing Florida did against Kentucky. It's going to tell me if you had them behind A&M 1 week, you should elevate them over A&M the next week.
Right.
So I don't believe
Kentucky had how many guys out?
Yeah, exactly. And they're already limited offensively going into the game. They don't score points, period. I think the convincing thing, remove that from the equation. If the bottom stuff happens, where they said, I forgot what it was, if Alabama beats Florida and Notre Dame beats Clemson, A&M will get there at 9-1. I think they will, as long as you win out, because I think the committee will value playing 10 games and winning 9 of them and then having the win over Florida.
I think that there's still the Pac-12 possibility. Who? I think the Pac-12. Well, USC is still.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna
still, if they go undefeated.
You saw the Oregon.
I didn't say Oregon. I said.
Nah, I mean, but
and Oregon Washington is still unbeaten.
I've seen those teams. Those teams aren't good enough. They're not going to get love. They're just not. I mean, USC.
I get it, but an undefeated like a miracle Pac-12
against
champ.
Arizona.
How many games are they gonna
Pac-12
play?
Champ.
How many games would they have to play? They already missed one.
Right.
Usually in these situations where you have back-to-back weeks, particularly when you're making late decisions, it turns out you missed the next game too. So how many games will USC have to actually play in your scenario?
So USC can keep playing football
seven.
With the lockdown?
They're not going to get the 7.
They're not going to get the 7. They're going to get the 6.
Are they going to be able to keep playing?
It's going to be very difficult to keep a Pac-12 champ out. That's all.
Are they going to? Why? Because how are they going to get in ahead of Clemson?
If Clemson's got 2 losses, if Florida's got 2 losses.
Well, hold on a second. Ohio State is... They're
getting close to not being there.
Well, they're in danger of not being in the Big Ten championship. Do you think they'll keep them out of college football playoffs? They don't have to play in a Big Ten championship to get in. I think they'll still be in. So Alabama would be in. Ohio State would be in. If Notre Dame beats Clemson again, Notre Dame is going to be in. And then you got, you would have to jump Texas A&M or potentially Florida. If Alabama loses, Florida would get in and Alabama would get in. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario for everybody. But, I think A&M's got real beef if somebody from the Pac-12 gets in. I mean, I just don't think those guys look that good on tape.
Well, you didn't get to your championship game. It's an argument that's valid. You didn't get to your championship game, and you lost badly to Alabama.
Yeah, what the number one team.
Yeah granted.
But your strength of schedule is going to matter, too, if you're USC or any team. Well, I mean, they're the only ones, really. Washington can't jump that far up. The problem is they don't have enough games to jump up. I mean, this is really – there were 17 games canceled or postponed this Saturday. They're just limping to the finish. I don't think it's crazy that Ohio State could end up getting screwed out of another game. Wisconsin's already lost. They've had three games canceled. Ohio State's had two games canceled.
USC just rescheduled their game against Washington State, which was set for Friday to Sunday, to give them more time to figure out if they're going to have enough guys. So that you can already put that one in the danger zone when they're moving it to try to figure it out.
Well, I think – but so what happens now with – San Francisco is going to be looking for the Niners may be looking for a new place to play because Gavin Newsom has shut everything down.
Well, so, the county, Santa Clara County.
Yeah, there's
so it's just that county?
Yeah, just that county. Just that county. Yeah. So
but there's not going to be a shutdown in the state?
Not yet.
I thought there is talk about them shutting down the state.
It could happen, but Santa Clara County has banned in-person physical activities, no contact type stuff. So Stanford, I mean, who else? San Jose State, who's actually having a good year, and the 49ers. 49ers are probably going to play in Arizona because those two don't have any home games on the same weekend. So you're probably going to see them playing down in Arizona. I don't know where Stanford's going to practice or play. I mean, when this initial thing went down, Stanford went out of the county to practice. Where are they going to play their games? They probably have to go down to L.A. too and find a place to play.
Eric Layden was pissed. He's like, yeah, it's real cool that Newsom's shutting everything down. And just earlier that week before he did it, he was out at French Laundry, just going to dinner at French Laundry in Yountville.
Did he wear a mask?
I mean, one would assume, but not at the table.
Well, maybe. You don't know.
I wore a mask.
With his mask on. You saw those masks that you can...
like at A&M, where you could put a mask on, but there's a hole.
So there's a hole, and you can open it up with your hand.
And you can blow your instrument and then pull it back down once you're done
playing. No, but I saw the girl who cuts my hair has a mask that has a nose thing, and it connects to the side, and like you can breathe perfectly through this thing.
What if somebody comes up from behind you and has it and it blows it into the thing that your exhaust pipes?
And on purpose?
Right.
That would be attempted murder.
Do you have to tell her?
You know, like, what if they put a banana in your tailpipe? In the tailpipe?
Well, they're Eddie Murphy then.
Of the mess.
Do you have to tell her, like, people have to warn their sexual partners about diseases? Do you have to tell her? I have to tell you, I have shoulder herpes before she cut your hair.
Mm-mm. No, because it's not a real thing, Dale.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I asked my doctor, and he said, no, it's not real.
You don't have to tell people that?
You asked your doctor about shoulder herpes?
Yeah, I asked Dr. Muntz, and he goes, now, who said that?
Well,
I said, John and Dale. He goes, oh, I know those guys. They're the worst.
No, they are the worst. If it's forever, and it's never going away, it could be herpes.
You don't have to tell.
It's not forever. It's already feeling better. Look at this.
Yeah, but there'll be flare-ups.
Herpes clear up, too. But it's coming back.
They're called flare-ups. Lift your arm above your shoulder.
Huh?
You didn't even.
No one does that anymore.
Lift your arm above your.
He's like this?
I can't look. No. No. It's still not above your shoulder.
Do this.
Lift your arm straight up like you're blocking a field goal. Does that hurt?
Look at his face.
Look at him. He's like.
I still got to.
You should stop.
So I had my shoulder doc. I've got a lot of different doctors these days. My shoulder doctor's like, yeah, you're going to need soft tissue modality. Mm. I said, that sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, like dry needling, acupuncture, deep tissue inside the armpit. Like, oh, this is not going
to
be good.
Mm-hmm. I think we got to go to break, but I do have a question for you two. You get the answer on the other side. Did you guys do what you had to do to prove that you're good girl dads? Did you do that? Did you do what you had to do? You both have young ladies as daughters. Did you prove that you were great girl dads over the weekend?
Oh, yes. Nope. Then
don't tell us anything else then. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we know you
know what it is.
I didn't show my daughter the season finale of Undoing. Is that what you mean?
No.
That's you see this?
That's a bad dad.
Don't marry bad people. Do you see? Okay?
Or be a bad person yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You see what happened to Nicole Kidman? It could happen to you. Be careful. Don't get married ever.
Well, you see, and you see her face. Don't do what she's doing to her face.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the other lady's face.
No. No, 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 no. Nicole Kidman is doing too much surgery.
I know.
Stop.
Are you, though? Are you an ally?
Yeah, I am.
I'm an ally. He's not.
Go ahead. That's a jab, Dell.
Oh, go ahead. I think that means sight jab. That's my company. Those are the guys who are putting together websites for over two decades. And here's the thing. For people who try to do their own, or they have a brother-in-law, or there's somebody at workplace, do they know the latest technologies? Do they have your site mobile ready and mobile accessible? Because if it's not, you know, that's 80% of the people now. It's up to 80%. It's amazing how many people are viewing websites off the phone now and off mobile devices. And if your website is not set up for that, then it is going to look really, really bad, and it's going to potentially cost you business. I mean, the whole thing with having a website is that it provides information for people who are interested in using your business, and you want them to see the work that you've done, and you want to be able to convert their eyes into potential business leads, because it's about money. Get a company who can help you with branding. They can create videos to put on your site, and of course, they can build a website from scratch in just 3 to 6 weeks, and they do it at a great cost for you, and just about as good as anybody you're going to find in the nation, and definitely one of the best here in the state of Texas. And right here in Houston, sitejab.com, sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sarah, you made history today. The first female to ever play in a Power 5 football game. What emotions are you feeling now that you've reached such a milestone?
Honestly, it's just so exciting. And the fact that I can represent, like, the little girls out there who've wanted to do this, or, you know, thought about playing football or any sport, really, and it encourages them to be able to step out and do something big like this. So it's awesome.
That was Sarah Fuller on what
SEC Network.
SEC Network. Such an historic moment there, where she kicked it kind of like crappy, but
was it? See, that's the debate on Twitter.
She did it on purpose.
Was it?
It was a planned kick like that. And other people are like, no, was it?
It might have been. No, what I'm saying, John might have a point. She might not have been able to get any hang time, because you notice there was no tee, because, you know, she doesn't do it normally. So they had a guy hold it up, and then she kicked it. So maybe that's the only thing they could kind of replicate it going well.
I watched it live, and I didn't even know that was Sarah Fuller kicking. I just watched the kickoff. I was just randomly turned to that channel when she kicked it, and I thought, ooh, that's an interesting, that's kind of like a squib onside kick. Like that, I thought, ooh, that could be interesting. Yeah. I didn't.
You do that at the end of a game when you don't want to return.
Yeah, when you're winning.
Yeah, right.
Not when you're a winless team that their head coach is getting fired.
There is nothing about that. I saw this on Twitter. There is nothing about that was sad. Somebody, That's just sad. That's the only girl. How sad is that?
There's nothing about this that is
There's
sad.
There's nothing about this.
I was watching Twitter's battle over it too. Like, look, I think this is an incredible moment for women, but let's call it what it is. That was a bleep kick. It's okay to say they're both the same. It's okay to mention both of them. This is a great moment. It was a bad kickoff.
I think it was done on purpose because she probably couldn't provide a normal kickoff.
No.
So they did what they had, what they could do to make it so they could cover it and know where it was going. Because, you know, she had just started in that week.
This began a conversation at my house about, well, I think girls, I don't think this is the only one. This isn't the only one. Like, girls, a woman can play professional soccer, or a woman can play professional baseball.
Now, I do think we could see a woman in professional soccer at some point in the future.
In the Premier
League? Not in the near future. No, I didn't say the Premier League.
Yeah, I don't.
But maybe a player in South America. That's a pretty pretty machismo. Maybe Canada.
Well, no. Maybe of all of them, MLS would be the first.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. MLS would be the first.
And I don't see it.
No, I don't.
I don't see it anytime in the near future.
She's got to be fast and big and strong.
That's what I mean. If you have an incredible, you don't have to be big and strong.
Well, she's got
to
be strong enough.
But she's
got to
be fast.
She's got to be big enough to hold.
I mean, because like Messi, if you have somebody who's really fast, of course, that's tremendous speed.
You mean one of the best players?
No, but Messi's not a big guy. He's tremendously skilled and he's really fast.
Well, but
he's not big.
How much does he weigh? 160?
Ooh, lower.
He's probably in the... How tall? He's like 5'7", isn't
yeah,
he?
He's probably about 145, 150,
That's
I bet.
Still big for a woman, dude. That's still a big...
Not UFC fighters.
Well...
Messi's 5'7". I don't know his weight.
I bet he's more than 145.
Yeah.
I mean, you see... No. There's some... Don't do that. We had a discussion about that before the show. You see the best team in the world, women-wise, is the national team here. And the players you're talking about of the skill, not comparable to Messi, because who is that comparable? But
Messi's 159 pounds.
They're not 100. Like Rose Lavelle.
She's 160 pounds.
I'll give you Rose Lavelle. She scored the clinching goal in the World Cup final.
Okay.
She's probably the next great American soccer player. She's probably 5'5", 135. She's not 157 pounds. Now, there are some women that are that have that kind of weight, but
they're probably not gonna have that speed.
No. Even still, where would she finish in a 40 against everybody on any team?
Yeah, that's the real question is how fast. Like, you have to have elite speed,
to be
able to run with the male players in those sports.
Yeah, Roosevelt's 5'4". I don't know her weight. We're getting to that discussion, but it was what it is. It was a thing where even the coach for the women's team said, "Yeah, if we had a men's soccer team, they're probably not coming to us."
Now, if you had a track star. A female track star that could put on a little bit of weight and had the ball skills. I mean, I think that's a possibility. That is a possibility.
Female track stars are going to be heavier than you think. I mean, they got to be able to play soccer too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to have the ball skills.
Yeah, right. I mean, the weight is just they have to have a certain build. But yeah, they'd have to. I mean, look, it didn't happen anytime soon.
No.
Well, the first place it would happen would be the MLS.
And the only reason that it happened in a football game is because she kicked.
Yeah.
And she kicked off. They were not good enough to actually attempt a field goal.
Nope.
That's how piss poor they are, and that's why their coach. She got their coach fired.
Yeah. I think all the things that happened before.
We have seen what Derek did, and this was a disgrace to the Southeastern Conference. We will never allow this to stand. He's lucky enough we let him in the conference.
What does that mean, sir?
Well, it just because of his. Pedigree, one would we have a standards for the Southeastern Conference.
Yo,
we have him, and then he puts a woman at kicker. He's gone. Fired immediately.
And he was fired this weekend.
I mean, we allowed the James Franklin thing because we weren't really sure about, you know, what was going on there.
Franklin had hoodwinked us, but he was gone, and we still went, wait a minute. Was that what we thought it was?
And let's face it.
We weren't even sure.
Let's face it. It was Vanderbilt. You can take these kind of examples.
Look, we'll let you integrate with Vanderbilt, but we ain't letting women on the football field with a Vanderbilt.
they took it.
We have
too far.
You think the SEC's version of Christine Brennan was like when Sylvester Croom was hired? Mm. What, the darkest day in the SEC's history?
Give an inch, they'll take a yard. That's what Vandy does. We let you have a Derek Mason. Before you know it, here comes a Sarah Fuller. What's next?
I better stop there before SEC guy gets me in trouble.
726 ESPN 97.
But Lance, did you sit your young daughter in front of the television show? Look, this is what can be done. Did you do that? Were you a good girl dad, Lance?
No. Like I said, I just said, look at this terrible kickoff, guys. It was so bad that it was almost a good onside kick.
You're not an ally either.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know it was on purpose.
No.
I just thought it was kind of squibbed off the side.
And Frankie was like, she's a little heavy.
Wow. Frankie's not an ally.
Remember John tried to defend his daughter saying when she was accused of bullying.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that didn't happen. It probably happened.
Yeah.
No, Frankie didn't say that. I just made that up,
she's
Frankie.
She's a government official. You can't slander her name like that.
I can't do that. She didn't say that. But there was everybody on Twitter. Hey, she's a little thick there. Some people were like, I like it.
Yeah, I sent y'all that one thing. Yeah, like
she's a goalkeeper for the Vanderbilt soccer team. Mm-hmm. Actually pretty good. They won the SEC title.
Mm-hmm. 727 ESPN 97. JD, do you have to slow down, guys?
No one talks about the
Women's World Cup team lost to a 15-year-old boys team in Dallas a few years back in an exhibition game.
Yeah, we know.
We talked about that when it happened.
No, who cares? Good Lord.
No one is saying.
Maybe someday, JD, I know it will be against everything you believe in, but maybe someday some female can be so unbelievably good that she can play with boys.
We're not saying it's
with
near.
With boys. So calm down.
But don't suggest it, John. You watch yourself. Don't suggest it. Don't even think about it.
What will happen? Serious question. What will happen first? Trans player plays professionally or a female born
a woman who identifies
specific,
as a woman?
Blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute, what now?
A cis woman is what you're saying?
A cis, yeah.
Yeah. You can't say like a woman. Will a woman who was born a woman.
And identifies as a woman.
And I did go through all the checklists.
She might
to
not.
Make sure.
She might.
No, I'm talking
Look,
about
I'll
this
just
scenario.
Talk to identify. I'm just talking to John the way John. I'm going to talk to John the way John understands it. Is a woman going to be first or trans woman play first professional sports?
A woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
A male professional sport?
Wait a minute. It's a male who turns into a woman?
That's trans.
Well, but it could be a woman that becomes a man. Which way is it
going?
Which
one are you asking about?
Yeah, which way is it going?
Whatever you identify with.
Oh, well, then it would probably be a man identifying as a woman. Yes.
Would play as a...
Would be first, because he's already got...
Yes, that's why...
That's size and strength, yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking.
Right.
A trans woman...
Yeah, but if he's a male... If he's a male transitioning into a woman, what are the odds that he really cares about sports?
Women care about.
He might.
She
might.
I don't know why you decided to get into this topic with him. You're as bad at it as he is. What are you doing, Lance?
Yeah.
I ask a serious question.
To John?
Hypothetical question. Yeah, because I think it would be a trans woman over a woman.
But would a trans woman want to play in a male sport?
John said no. He said...
Wouldn't she want to play as a woman in a woman's sport?
Yeah.
I just don't think
Yes, that would be...
Now, that's happened, and there's already big arguments about how fair
tennis,
that is.
Tennis. Yes, it's happening. MMA. Wrestling.
MMA.
In high school wrestling.
High school wrestling in this state, Texas.
All right, 730 ESPN, 97.5, 7373. We'll actually talk about the Texans when we come back here. On ESPN 97.5.
Really ruined my tankathon.
Well,
I know.
Yes.
Don't the Texans look like they're having fun now ever since? Texans are 4-3 since Bill O'Brien's gone.
Well, let's talk right now about Chastain Ford. That's my peeps over at Chastain Ford. You want to talk about good management, okay? You want to talk about great people, and that's what the Chastains are. Love Joe. Love Patrick. Everybody over there is so nice. I'm telling you. They are going to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can. The first thing that they're going to ask, where are you comfortable with your payments? Then we can decide, where can we go? How many of all of the things that you want to get that you have to have on your vehicle, then they can work from there. But listen, They're not going to try to add on anything. This is what the other dealerships do. They didn't with me. They were like, what package do you like? What is it? It's okay. And how much do you have to be at? And we worked it out. They worked out a deal, and it was like unbelievable how great it was for me. And they're going to do that for you as well. You can customize your own payments. You can value your trade. You get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, and you do all of this online. Then they will deliver the car or truck to your home. You test drive it. If you don't like it, you send it back. They send you another one. This is happening every single day at ChastainFord.com. But if you want to go to the dealership and see for yourself, you can do that as well. They got unbelievable deals going on right now. They got to get rid of these. They got to get rid of these cars. So they're going to make that deal for you at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, until Tyreek Hill came along, Will Fuller was leading all wide receivers this week. Thanks, Tyreek Hill. Jerk. Is that dude uncomfortable?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
Will Fuller. Yeah. Yeah, and they had a guy who was a terrible. Carlton Davis was an awful matchup for him. They knew. I mean, Kansas City put him out wide because they knew Carlton Davis couldn't stay with them. And Andy Reid just, I guarantee you, that was a game plan because they were throwing at him.
Dude, he had 200 yards in the first quarter.
203 yards in the first quarter. He had 12 catches at halftime.
That's just.
He had 12, or no. No, I think he had 12 total.
Seems like they were targeting.
He had 12 total. Davis. Yeah, they were targeting Davis.
Just a hair.
And it's unfortunate. They couldn't. Yeah, it was. If you didn't see it, it was. So I played Adam Wexler in fantasy football in our league. Let's see. He had Deshaun Watson. He had Will Fuller. He had Tyreek Hill.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did he score?
And he had
300 points.
Who's another big? He's at 224 now with more to go. He'll set the all-time record in our league easily.
Wow.
He had another. He had a running back. Who's a running back who had a big game on Thanksgiving.
The kid from Buffalo.
Thanksgiving, not Jarrett
Patterson.
Patterson. And yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But oh, Antonio Gibson.
Oh, my gosh. He had a great game.
He had all those guys.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all 30-plus. And then Tyreek Hill was in the 50s. Jarrett Patterson from Buffalo had 409 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns in a game.
Against this Penn State, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is on the heels of 300 last week. Did you know he had 300 last week?
No.
Yeah, he's got over 700 the last 2 weeks.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is. And somebody, and people on Twitter, when I mentioned it, they were kind of mad. Like, I can't believe the coach took him out with a chance to. Why would he do that? I said, well, he had 36 carries, 409 yards, and 8 touchdowns. I don't know that his coach screwed him. There was talk about that coach screwed him, like. He did go for over 408 touchdowns and 36 carries. Mm-hmm. I think he put in work. I don't think he got screwed necessarily.
Well, he could have scored 100. Like he could have held up the paper like Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah. But that's another story. So and Deshaun Watson, by the way, was leading all quarterback. They had the one number one spot in quarterback play and in wide receiver play until those two. Until Mahomes put up 462.
Yeah, but Deshaun was really good.
Really
I mean,
good.
The Lions right now are in a bad place. So bad, in fact, that the Texans got their head coach and general manager fired after that game.
See, if you play a girl.
Quinn? No one played a girl.
Is it, are the Texans like losing to a woman? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to say exactly?
What are you trying to say?
Pat, so Matt Patricia, boy, there's another one off the Belichick coaching tree down the dumps. Huge disappointment.
Just leave my guy alone.
Dan Quinn, yeah, your guy's doing okay so far. Dan Quinn and Matt Patricia both fired. Yesterday, Jacksonville's GM, Dave Caldwell, he was fired. I got a great Dave Caldwell story I'll tell later. But so the Texans, with the win, got Detroit's guys fired. Detroit's not playing well, but the Texans look good. They look like they're having fun. I mean, Deshaun Watson was just free stroking. They ran the little gimmick, the little throwback play.
That was a great play.
That was a great play. Duke Johnson made a nice, you know, adjustment and took it in for a touchdown. And the Texans really looked like they were having fun on Thanksgiving. It was a good win. And they are now 4-3 since Bill O'Brien was gone. They're 4-7 total. But Troy thinks they should have 6 wins. He thinks that they should have beaten the Browns, which, look, you can say you should have beaten the Browns, but the Texans were just dookie on offense. Although he's right, they did screw themselves out of not taking points that were there. I mean, the Texans had a chance to just take points, and they didn't do it. And then when they had a chance to go for it on fourth down and short, they ended up trying to make a kick in weather. So that was they weren't very smart there. But and he said the Titans game, too. You know, they had a lead against the Steelers. I mean, the Texans have had some opportunities. They haven't been a good team by any stretch of the imagination.
No, the Titans game, though, they could easily have won that. They'd be 5-6 right now.
But they're not going to have a top 8 and maybe not even a top 10 pick when it's all said and done. Those are going to be populated by NFC East teams, where the Giants right now are the clear-cut best team in the NFC East.
Right, with a quarterback that's got a hamstring. Although the Washington is making an argument for it.
Yeah, Washington beat the dog turds out of Dallas again.
Who would you rather have down the stretch? Wentz, Smith, Jones, McCoy, or Dalton? I'd rather have Alex Smith, even playing on
a leg and a half.
Quarterback-wise, down the stretch.
Yeah.
I might Daniel Jones. I don't know about McCoy.
I would probably go Daniel Jones.
Why Daniel Jones?
I'm not sure, but why would it be Daniel Jones? Alex Smith actually.
Alex Smith still doesn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, but Alex Smith's been much more productive.
He also doesn't turn the ball over like Daniel Jones usually does.
I mean, what was it? Like in the second half, McLaurin was the only guy that had the only wide receiver that had a catch.
Yeah, but Alex,
it's the same stuff all the time that he does.
But he doesn't turn it over.
He won't make the crucial
mistakes that these other guys have.
That is true.
And in a game where they're going to be playing each other, and I got to trust one guy not to screw it up.
He didn't turn it over. He's got 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Yeah, he's not great, but as far as when those matchups come about, the NFC East, NFC Least matchups.
Hold on, Dale. I think you're being super disrespectful to Danny Dimes.
How many turnovers? Maybe I am too. How many turnovers does Daniel Jones have this year?
Probably none.
Probably none. Did you watch the Monday night game?
Yeah, other than that game.
Well, but and who can fall down when he's running? Just running down the field. Just fall down.
Okay, disrespectful. He's got 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Oh, that's
he's almost
how many fumbles?
50%. That's the best. Here's the best quarterbacks in the division: Daniel Jones, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, or Alex Smith.
And you want to look? You want to see Carson Wentz's numbers?
Crazy sawed off leg and 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. No, Carson Wentz is terrible too.
No, even worse. Even worse than that. Carson Wentz stats this year.
14-14?
Carson Wentz this season.
Last I saw, he was 14-14.
That's the number. Those are the numbers.
Oh, my God. He's 14-14. That's the best.
Look at
a league-leading 14, by the way.
What's your guy, Andy Dalton, look like?
Actually, Andy Dalton has not looked piss poor lately. If you want to know the truth,
well, he didn't exactly lead them to victory.
5-5 for Dalton.
5-5.
Listen, there's some interesting quarterback play jumping off right now.
Interesting is a word.
In the NFC East.
3-5, 8-9, 14-14, 5-5. Wow, none of them has more touchdown passes than interceptions.
None.
That is really, really piss poor. That is just.
What about terrible. Haskins? Maybe Haskins does.
Is he alive?
Yeah, I mean, saw him out there.
You saw him out there?
High-fiving people after they came off the field. He is 4-3.
Well, Dak is leading the league.
That's true. But he's unavailable to play.
Would they be better off, would this division be better off if Dak played with his ankle turned the other way?
Well, it's not turned the other way now.
Put his foot on backwards.
It's a coin flip.
It's been flipped the other way. Like if you put a
What if it was flipped backwards? Would they still be better off with Dak?
Well, that Cowboy offensive line ain't great, so he's gonna have to move around a little bit.
Just shotgun and throw. They'd be better off. Shotgun throw. That's all. That is just piss poor. That is just a terrible, terrible, terribleness. And the Texans are actually, I mean, I had the argument with my boys again. They're like, they beat a crap team, blah, blah, blah. The dude is playing out of He's okay. Is Deshaun at the very least a Pro Bowler right now?
He's ahead of Lamar Jackson.
I'm asking.
Has
a quarterback from a losing team made a Pro Bowl? I don't know.
Yes. There's so many teams that
are above 500.
Yeah.
Does that happen now?
Deshaun, I mean, honestly, well, you got Mahomes, obviously, number one. If you take three quarterbacks, Mahomes Josh won't Allen. Be able to play. But voted in the AFC, Josh Deshaun Allen. Is ranked, is second, is actually quarterback rating. Deshaun is going to be third in the league. Mahomes is second. Aaron Rodgers is first. Russell Wilson's in the NFC. Drew Brees. Ryan Tannehill. Is Deshaun ben having a better year than Tannehill?
Ben Roethlisberger still up there.
Tannehill, Rivers.
As far as rating goes, no, Ben is way down.
No, Ben is not having
Josh
a good
Allen
year.
Would be ahead. Derek Carr is ahead of Ben. It goes Aaron Rodgers, quarterback rating. Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
The Bills were the biggest tricks in the world yesterday.
Yes, they were.
But as far numbers,
he's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
But he's a top three in the AFC.
But will they vote him in when you have? I know you mentioned Roethlisberger's rating, but 24-5, 2,500 yards, undefeated. Tannehill playoff team currently. Pat Mahomes,
Allen,
the deal,
playoff
Josh
team.
Allen. Will he get voted in over quarterbacks who are having pretty good years and their playoff teams?
Yeah, I think so. Because
I think so too.
Pro Bowl is just going to be about the best players.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he would. I really do. Now, you know, like an MVP vote, you can't possibly win. I've heard people say he should still get MVP. You ain't winning MVP if you can't lift your team to a winning record.
Nobody winning it over Mahomes anyway. What's the difference? Ain't nobody winning that over Mahomes. Not this year. 743 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I can assure you that, Lance. I can assure you that.
Let me guess. TGS Insurance. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, like, your homeowner's insurance, there's a lot of people. I talked to my mom, and she said, well, Lance, I said, have you guys ever shopped your homeowner's insurance? Well, we've just got so many different discounts, and we've been with them forever. And I was like, Mom, this is like you're the classic person that could benefit the most, the people who think they've got the best discounts, when the reality is when you stay with a company for a long period of time, it's great if you're happy with their coverage, but you really should shop and see what the discounts are out there with other people. Because what most people find who've been with the same company for years and years is that their savings a lot of times goes into the four-digit range, $1,000+ in savings. The average is $900. So it's not unusual to see people who save over $1,000. Sometimes it gets into two, and I've even seen it in the three before range. But the bottom line is the longer you stay with companies, the more they raise your rates on you. And you think you're getting discounts, but the reality is you're paying more than you need to for an A-rated insurance company. Text the word money to 232323, and TGS Insurance will have their algorithms search through a variety of A-rated companies. They return a quote for you within seconds, and you can get on your way in the same day. Today, they can flip you over to brand new homeowners insurance and start putting more of your money back in your pocket. Text the word money to
233-233. This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So when you're asking, when we're asking our listeners to keep it local, hashtag keep it local, when you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business, and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. So when you're out there buying stuff, if it's a local business, simply hashtag it, keep it local.
There it is. Keep it local, people. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776 How about J.J. scoring another touchdown?
J.J. looked good the other day.
He did.
He looked good the other day.
He's looked good all year.
I mean, J.J.'s got – I think he does have value. If he gets through this 16-game season, really, if J.J. would agree to an extension of a year to 2 years, all it does is make him more valuable as a trade. If somebody thinks he's done after a year or they don't want him after 1 year, there's not the trade value. But even if he agrees to an extension of 1 year or even 2 years, that would bring more value. And he can still play. Me and my dad were talking about it. We were with him at Thanksgiving. He said, hey, Watt is still a guy that can cause you problems. He's tough to block, and he plays hard. He's big. He's strong.
Did you notice, though, on near the goal line, J.J.'s going upfield, and right where he was, the running back goes right there. It was the perfect example of what Romeo was talking about a couple of weeks ago. He said, we've got guys, our top players was Romeo's exact quote, are doing things and trying to make plays on their own when they should be in their own lanes.
It's been going on for a long time.
It's what he does.
Bill O'Brien wasn't happy about it. Mike Vrabel, like J.J. freestyles. He does. He goes out hunting for plays, and it's some people consider it selfish. Some people, it's just you get outside of your run fits. It is still a team effort. And if all the gaps are accounted for and you're playing your run fit, then you got a much better chance of succeeding. Now, will he make plays? Yes. Has it worked before? Yes. But that is something that people have complained about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And okay, whatever. But extending him, like you might have to, like you, what if you might have to keep him or something? Or like, what? You want to extend him as opposed to just get out of the thing? Like, what do you think?
No, not you. If another team.
You want to extend him and then trade him. Well, what do you think? No.
You don't extend him. You can't do that. His agent just says, all right, if we go to Green Bay.
A sign and trade.
Well, you don't have to do that. No. You just get it done, and you say, okay, no, you can't do that, because then you get hit with all the.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, what happens is the team, his agent, you talk to him, you talk to his agent, say, hey, we want to move JJ. You want to find us a partner if you want to do. You know, his agent would talk to Green Bay like, hey, are you guys going to be interested in getting an extension done? I mean, Ballard did it with DeForest Buckner before the trade. You get it done in principle.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, you just get it done in principle.
Than what you said earlier. You should extend him, and it'll make him more attractive to other teams.
No, I didn't say you should extend him. You being the other team. Yeah, if the other team can get him extended, if he wants to be extended, if they want to extend him.
Then you can get more.
Then you can get more. Yeah. If they know he's a 2 year or 3 year player. Now,
Bill O'Brien explained it to you, Lance. You don't get as much when you have to. See, DeAndre Hopkins wanted a new deal. He had 3 years left on this deal.
I don't listen to
Bill O'Brien couldn't get anything for him.
I don't listen to personnel stuff from Bill O'Brien.
Jeremy Tunsil. Yes,
frankly, Bill O'Brien
had to redo the deal after 1 year.
I don't listen to anything personnel wise that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby tell me. They try to tell me that I didn't know what I was talking about in our little media get together.
Jack Easterby has already said he's pushed away from that whole thing. Okay?
Oh no, yeah, that's right. None of those moves were his.
Although he spoke on all
those moves.
No.
Did he? Did he regret it? I would too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd regret it also if I made those moves.
What do you think happened between the team and Kenny Stills? I mean, when was it just enough is enough? Because for those of you who didn't hear, the Texans released Kenny Stills, and he's out there, and so he can go play for any team he wants. But, you know, you did give up a second-round pick. He did play in 23 games for you. He did catch 11 passes this year. So you did give up a second-rounder for him. Congratulations.
More good moves.
Another great move.
More good moves. Literally. The Dolphins get this year's second rounder for Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Because I heard this how it went down. They got the two first done for Tunsil, and Bill O'Brien said, hey, we want Kenny Stills too. What'll that cost? Second. They heat checked it. A second? Okay, done. And Chris Greer said, I'm not sure the league's going to approve this. Do you think the league will? This isn't a Madden thing. They have to approve
it. Oh, they would
have. And Brian Flores, if Brian Flores said, well, I mean, this isn't Madden.
Not if it's bad for the league.
This isn't Madden where they can reject
this. Not if someone is destroying an entire organization. The league could step in.
You know who could have stepped in had he been alive? David Stern. Yes. David Stern would have stepped in and said, this trade shall not pass.
He did that with the Chris Paul trade.
Yeah, David Stern. But David Stern would have come into a different league and said, no.
Yeah, David Stern.
No.
Should have.
We are not doing this.
If David Stern was alive, the Texans would still actually have a decent
team. We are not doing 2 firsts and a second for Tunsil and Stills.
I don't know.
This shall not pass.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. For a second rounder, 51 total receptions. Mm-hmm. 5 touchdowns and about, I don't know, what are we looking at? About 700 or so yards? What are you what are you bitching about?
Yeah.
That's a second round pick. That's good. That's still worth a second round.
Yeah. No, you could have.
Well, in a high second round
pick. I mean, how about Chase Claypool instead of Brandon Cooks? I wonder if that would have been okay. And Brandon Cooks has done fine. There's nothing wrong with Brandon Cooks.
No, I'll take Brandon
Cooks. Just younger.
Over. But Kenny Stills.
Younger, cheaper, bigger. And Kenny Stills, literally, that's the guy that's bad at fantasy football. Fantasy football owners really have substantially more understanding of value than Bill O'Brien. And that's not, this is not even a joke, and I'm not even clowning him. People who play fantasy football on a regular basis have a much better understanding of trade.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
Listen, you got a little out of order. I'm out of order with that.
I
don't think I'm out of order with this.
I don't think that's out of order in the least.
That quote should have stopped that you're out of order with this, but you can't say I'm not insulting him if you tell the world that fantasy football players have a better understanding of value than an NFL coach slash general manager.
It's not an insult. It's just a fact.
It's still insulting to him.
It's not insulting.
It's insulting, but can facts be insulting?
Yes, for people. Yes, they can
be. They're just facts. There's nothing you can do about
it. Insulting doesn't mean you're lying. But it is insulting to him.
It's insulting to tell the truth.
I mean, it hurts him to hear
sometimes
that.
Sometimes truth hurts.
But it
hurts.
Shouldn't insult him. It should be like, I think I got to do a better job now. I got to do a better job.
What?
I said I want coffee.
Why
are you yelling?
Okay, sir, what can we get you?
How many times did he say, I got to do a better job? 50 and 10 with coffee and a hunch deep. How many times
what's your
did
name,
Bill
sir?
O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien!
What?
Sir,
okay, Bill this O'Brien.
Is a, this is
Bill
a Starbucks.
O'Brien on the cups.
Sir, this is a Starbucks. Why are you yelling at me?
Sir, just Bill is fine. You don't have to scream. As a matter of fact, don't even tell us your name. We'll just.
You think he says, or he says, Coach O'Brien! It's Coach O'Brien!
He's always so mad.
Always.
I don't think
I'm the mad one, but he's always so mad.
What do you mean he's always mad?
Whoa.
Is this more? So if I said fantasy football owners know more than Jack Easterby when it comes to trade value, is that insulting or is that also a fact?
I mean, it's a fact and he should be insulted by it.
No, I think Jack Easterby was just like, yeah, Bill. Yep.
What?
Yeah, Bill. What do you want to do? Sounds good, Bill. Let's do that, Bill. Yeah. Hey, Chris, we got to do this. Hey, shut up, Chris. Bill wants to do this.
No, he strikes me as a guy that wants to be a decision maker.
No, he went along with Bill and just was like, yeah, that sounds great. This is great.
So you're saying these aren't on him? Because I'm saying these are on him.
I'm saying they're on him. He helped convince Cal that these were good moves. Yes, it's absolutely on him. But he also knew if you don't go, yeah, Bill, that's great. Yeah, Bill. Because if you ever say no, Bill, guess what? You get fired. If you ever say no, Bill, you suck too, and you need to be out of there. And you're not going to have a job anymore. You will not have a job anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone who said no to the Mad King surviving.
No,
so
you don't.
He might have acknowledged, hey, I've got the Mad King
here. Burn everyone up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's a
Bill
problem.
O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was a Mad King.
And I cannot believe that Jack Easterby is Jamie Lannister.
He's not Lannister.
Well, he is a Kingslayer.
Did he kill the Mad King?
He is a Kingslayer.
He is a Kingslayer.
He killed, yeah.
He wouldn't have used his own sword. He allowed the players to finalize the deal.
Well,
I didn't say it's perfect.
Did Lord Varys whisper in Jamie's ear? And Jamie, it's Cal that's Jamie. He's the one that cut him.
Cal can't be Jamie.
I think
we already know who Cal is.
Yeah, let's not pretend like Cal is Jamie Lannister.
We're not holding the door.
Cal's the most handsome man in all the land. Is that what you're saying?
All the girls were just
all
like,
the girls love Cal, is what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe I went too far.
Yeah. Why did you just... You didn't see what he just did.
Jamie Lannister's on the scene. Everyone's like, come on in, Jamie.
No, I don't think that's happening with Hodor.
No.
We can't call him Hodor.
Hey, don't, listen.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say
that. I got this really cool friend I want you to meet. I think you guys may hit it off. Okay. Who are you trying to set me up with? His name is Hodor, and he's really cool. He's got a great sense of humor. He's very strong. He can hold off tons of orcs or whatever.
Knowledge is power.
And
they weren't orcs. That's John's world. They're just dead men.
He's extremely strong. He can hold doors for a long time.
He's not a great conversationalist.
Not a conversationalist. And so.
But that's not his fault.
Great personality. I think you'll like him a lot.
I am out of this. I want everyone to know.
Listen, Brianna Tarth.
I had no part of this.
Yeah, you just
listen,
got a pie Brian, from the Texans.
I just think I can do better than you.
Lance.
Don't blame me. I didn't call him that.
Listen, Brianna Tarth. I think I can do better than you. I've done better than you
Brianna
with
Tarth.
My own sister. I want you to meet Hodor because you kids are going to have some very powerful
You're
children.
You're pawning Brianna Tarth on Cal?
On Hodor,
okay.
Not Al.
Sorry,
on
I got
Hodor.
I'm talking
about Game of
Thrones.
You're
right. I got confused.
Brianna Stewart. How'd she get in this?
No, Brianna Tarth.
Oh,
yeah. Like you guys are going to make some super strong kids.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm out of this.
I just
By
wanted
the way,
to talk Game of Thrones.
John Granato was not any just, part of all of this Hodor talk
because you don't want
it
those
is,
pies to stop.
Yeah,
coming
you got a pie.
$7.59.
All because of food.
Pizza pies and apple and pecan pies and boy was it delicious too. By the way, $7.59. ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!